McMurrin in the morning here. It's Sunday, March 23rd. It's the second day of the round of 32. Yesterday, finally a little get back. Go 7-1. Picks seem to be rolling. Until Carson Edwards and Purdue spoiled my perfect Sunday with that 40-plus point performance by Edwards. Hell of a game from him. I thought Villanova would be able to kind of grind that one out, but just ended up not being the case. Everything else yesterday went pretty much as expected for me. I seen Kansas getting beat, you know. I called the other seven games, and I was pretty confident in them. I didn't get to elaborate yesterday, and don't really got time this morning to explain why I picked those teams, and I apologize about that, but I'm going to explain why I'm picking the teams today, because it's a big Sunday, okay? It is a big Sunday ahead of us. We got Duke and UCF. Sorry about the beeping. My car is going crazy. Sometimes you got to record your podcast in your car because you don't got a studio. That's what I don't have, is a studio. Nor sponsorships. Not looking for pity. Just talking mess. So we got Duke versus UCF. Now this is going to be an intriguing matchup. You know, I didn't know if UCF would even pass VCU, but they're here. They got some great play from their big man, Fall, and he had something to say. He said, Zion ain't putting me on no highlight tape. He ain't putting me on a highlight reel. And in non-characteristic freshman fashion, sounding like a NBA veteran, Zion's response was simple. Hey, I'm not out here to make highlight reels. I'm out here to win ball games. You don't hear that from a guy his age, an 18-year-old. You know, so that's what separates him and all the other freshmen. All right. That being said, Fall, if you can control that paint, you got a shot. However, RJ, Zion, Cam Reddish, those guys, they're too much. They're not going to get worse as the tournament goes on. They're going to get better. Zion, Cam, RJ, those guys there, they're going to pull off a win today. And I'd be surprised if UCF kept it within 20. Now let's look at another intriguing matchup. This one hits home because it's the hometown state and I went against them. You know, so everyone's been giving me a lot of crap, a lot of stuff, you know, saying, oh, you always turn your back on Iowa. Well, I just didn't think they deserved to be there, but they're proving me wrong, okay? They're proving me wrong with a nice win against Cincinnati. And Iowa, this Tennessee matchup, it's tough, you know? Hawks are not as athletic, not as big, not as deep, not as skilled as Tennessee, right? It's an easy win for Tennessee. They roll, right? Wrong. It is going to be a close game. It is going to be a fight. I was going to keep in the game the entire time. And Tennessee will narrowly scrape by for a victory in a spot in the Sweet 16. Now, one thing that could happen, and I'm sticking with Tennessee, but one thing that could happen is Iowa could get playing like they did back in September, October area. You know, they could get back to playing like they were in the gym in practice before the season started. They can get back to playing like they were when the season first started. All they have to do is get back to playing that basketball they were playing this summer in the gym together. The basketball they were playing the first few weeks of the season. The basketball they were playing when the Big Ten first started. And they could upset Tennessee. But I'm sticking with Tennessee here. Another game, to me, extremely intriguing. It's North Carolina and Washington. In this matchup, you're going to see one of two things. UNC jump out to an early lead and dominate Washington. Or you're going to see Washington control the game with defense and pull off the upset. I'm going with the latter, taking Washington to advance with a controlled win over North Carolina. It's not the same North Carolina team we're used to seeing, guys. Just not the same. Now, in what it will probably be the highest scoring, most exciting game, we have Buffalo, Texas Tech. Now, Buffalo, I like them. they're a highly underrated six seed. But Tech has some unmatched star power in Culver, okay? They're going to find a way to slow down the Bulls just a little bit and notch their way into the Sweet 16. Texas Tech advances. In what will be a lower scoring game in the 60s, maybe touch the 70s, I have Liberty continuing a magical run, knocking off Virginia Tech, advancing to the Sweet 16 for the first time in school history. They're going to win this game with a well-balanced attack and some great ball control. They're going to force Virginia Tech turnovers and long shots. They're going to grab the long rebounds off missed threes and convert layups. Liberty advances. As for Ohio State, Houston, well, this is where Ohio State runs out of gas. The Cougars will prove to be too much. They're not going to get dropped by a Big Ten team 2 years in a row. I like Houston, and I don't like them narrowly. I like Houston to pull off at least a 10-point win. Houston's going to jump out and dominate that game. In the matchup of the lowest seeds left, we have the 13th-seeded UC Irvine battling the 12-seed Ducks from Oregon. I think the guard play from Irvine will outmatch Pritchard and Oregon's guard play. Even though Oregon will most likely control the rim and the boards, I like Irvine's talented guard tantum to be too much and pull this one out. I got a 13 seed advance into the Sweet 16, and that's UC Irvine. Our last matchup, we have Oklahoma and Virginia. We're going to talk about this one a little bit. Oklahoma looked the best of any team in the first round overall as a team performance. Now, granted, they didn't play the best team. They played Ole Miss, but they dominated. They shot the ball almost 60%. It was crazy. Crazy to imagine a team playing that good, shooting that good. Virginia did not play so hot. These guys played two extremely different styles of basketball. Fast pace, high scoring, low paced, low scoring. Control, rebounds. Run and gun. It's like watching Oklahoma playing football. You know, it's the same kind of concept. High scoring, lots of stuff like that. What's going to happen in this game? I'm kind of worried that Virginia is still a little starstruck from the tourney. And that Oklahoma could get hot. And they're good enough hot to beat any team in the country. But then it comes down to one last thing. Coaching. And in this matchup, it's not even comparable. Virginia has an amazing coach. He's going to coach his way out of this basketball game. He will find a way to stifle that Oklahoma offense. And Virginia will advance to the Sweet 16. And doing so, they will get comfortable in the NCAA tournament. They will get scary. And we will see Virginia in the Final Four. Well, guys, you know... I've been working on getting these podcasts all to, you know, all the platforms where podcasts are available, such as iTunes, Spotify, you know, SoundCloud, anywhere where you go to meet your podcast needs. Unfortunately, it takes a little while. But, again, McMurrin in the Morning is sponsored by Ballster Lawn Care and Snow Removal. I hope I gave you guys some insight in the tournament today. After the NCAA tournament, we will be coming with you with overall sports commentary and podcasts. I don't think we're all NCAA, all NCAA tournament. We will have some more time. We're working out the schedule to get ourselves 30 minutes to an hour a day to come to you guys to bring you guys all that sports chatter you need. With the draft coming up and free agency in the NFL, there's going to be a lot to talk about. Not to mention the NBA playoffs coming just right around the corner. So McMurrin in the Morning isn't going nowhere. We'll see you tomorrow morning, guys.